Well, the term meaningless friendly has probably never been more appropriate than today. Much more important events going on further south than here as the conference deliberates whether Wrexham should stay in the division or not. But for what it's worth, the friendly here today, a very entertaining diversion from what was going on, ended Connersky Nomads 2, Wrexham 4. Two goals for Adrian Cieslovic, a fine chip by Glenn Little, and also a rather lucky goal for Steve Thomason, which the keeper should have done better with. But Connersky played very well in the first half, some really good football. It was 2 each at half time, a terrific first half of football, which was very open. But in the second half, Wrexham, I think the superior fitness told, in all honesty, and Cieslovic should have had a hat-trick, but put the ball wide from the penalty spot. However, Steve, it was an entertaining diversion from what's been going on today, and the young lads who were chosen had a good run out.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. I've spent the majority of the day today flicking back between various internet websites and frantically worrying that the next piece of news will be the death knell for the club. And it has been great to be here tonight. It's been a sunny evening. It's been a bit chilly, but we've seen some good football from a young Wrexham reserve team, and some very good football in the first half, especially from a Connersky Nomad side that Mark McGregor, the ex-Wrexham fullback, is working very hard on developing into a good side.
You could see the gulfing class between Jack Glenn Little and the other players on the pitch, though, couldn't you? Even though he faded at the end.
Well, yeah. I mean, to be honest, Glenn Little, he's just quality, isn't he? And he's playing against players from a lot lower level than him, and you'd expect him to shine. But one or two things he did was superb. His goal, I thought, he took very well. We're still not convinced whether he meant it, but we're going to give him all the credit for it. And a couple of times he just pulled the ball out of the air as if he'd caught it, and he just trapped it on his instep. And you could tell the guy was quality and the guy was class. But there were some other good performances from Wrexham. It was good to see Adrian Cieslovic get his 90 minutes. Shame he didn't put the penalty in for the hat trick. He's probably been to the Gareth Taylor penalty finishing school, but Gareth Taylor's nowhere around to hear me say that. But overall, I thought young Steve Thomason played well. Maibe handled pretty well, although he is unorthodox in his style. He didn't really make any howlers tonight. And overall, I think Dean Saunders will be quite happy with the workout he's seen from his backup team, really.
And there was the usual curate egg from Matthias Pogba, who at times looked world-beating and at times in front of goal, frankly, was seriously subpar.
Yeah, I mean, there was the sublime shot that he hit from the edge of the box that he bent round the keeper. It hit thumped off the inside of the post, and then didn't quite manage an air shot tonight. I mean, we were watching him in the training session last Thursday. He managed to hit the scoreboard in the finishing session, but a couple of times he got himself into good positions. But as we said in commentary, Mark, the key thing is he's getting into the positions to miss the chances. If he wasn't getting into the positions at all, you'd be really worried, because a striker who's not making the right runs, not getting into the right position, isn't going to score. It will come with Pogs, I'm absolutely sure of it. He's unorthodox, he's very awkward, and players just don't know how to mark him.
Well, it was an enjoyable night after a very unpleasant day, quite frankly. That's why we've got someone to celebrate tomorrow, and you'll be able to listen to our proper podcasts on wrexhamworld.co.uk on Saturday against Cambridge. Fingers crossed, everybody. We've been Mark Rivers and Steve Edwards from the Wrexham Supporters Association's football commentary.